we'll see where it goes. But anyway, Mike Speakman is a counselor in the Phoenix area. He is a, I call him a radical Catholic. He has a practice where over the years he's just gotten deeper and deeper into the Word, and pretty much, you know, he's been dealing with addiction counseling for probably 35 years now, but more and more of what he wants to do is very spiritual. And so he put this material together to be used. Really, he started pushing it to be used in penal systems, and they're using it in many California jails right now, this material. But Mike approached me after we had developed a friendship over a period of time, and he said, would you be willing to do this for churches? I said, I would love to do this. This material, I've taught it twice. And the people that have been through the material have told me, many of them have told me, I never thought about that before. I've never looked at it quite like that. And so I don't expect you're going to hear a lot that you haven't heard on some level, but I think you're going to be challenged in a way that you've never been challenged before to deal with this. Because I really believe anger is, well, anger is something we all have within us. Would you agree with that statement? Do you agree that everybody's got anger in them?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to tell you why I feel that way in a minute. But it's not the anger that's the problem. It's what we do with it. So before we get started, I'd really like for you to pray with me. Dear God above, you, dear Lord, have designed us. You have given us your presence. You have walked with us through so much. And you've given us your Holy Spirit. And part of the fruit of that Spirit is self-control. And yet there are times when our anger can get the best of us, when our frustration can freeze us, when it can alienate us, when it can cause us to do things that are rash. Lord, I pray that we will become very self-aware, but more than that, that we'll also see that you've got answers for all these things. You've got a way to help us to put these things in order so that we can use anger the way that you've designed it to be used, in a positive and direct way. So help us, dear Lord, to see and to be able to debunk some of the myths that we have about our anger, and to rise above and to be people who can find our control through you. There is no other God but you. We give you praise and honor. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. Well, we may have to share families here. I did 25 of these. Here's another one if we need it. I'm going to try my best to be as loud as I can, which isn't hard for me. My voice can wake the dead, Eva says sometimes. If you look at the first page of your sheet, you'll notice there's an overview of the series. It's an 8-lesson series. Today we're going to talk about anger awareness. Then we're going to talk about gaining control of your anger. We're going to talk about how anger can affect your life goals. And it can toilet your life goals. It really can. We're going to talk about the power of our habits, because habits are the main reason why our anger manifests itself in our life the way it does. And so many times our habits are things we don't, well, they're habits, so we don't even think about them. As a matter of fact, whenever we start pointing them out, you're going to go, oh, I do that. You know, I don't mean to do that, but I do that. So we'll have a chance to talk about our habits. We're going to talk about resolving opinion conflicts. So many times people state their opinion and we feel like that, oh no, I've hurt and offended them, we'll never be friends again. There are ways to resolve opinions. Okay? And there's also a way to recognize when you do and do not have an opinion. And there's a difference between opinion and conviction. Okay? And we'll talk about that when we get there. We're going to talk about resolving challenging conflicts. Because some conflicts have two honest, convicted people that are both dealing with truth in their life. And how are you going to resolve those things? And then we're going to talk about personal resentments, which can build up so quickly over time. And we feel like we can hold on to certain anchors in our life that keep us from moving forward, like it's our right to do so. And we're going to talk about that. And then we're going to talk about authority resentments, because you all hate authority. So we're going to talk about that more as we get closer to that time. So that's the list. We're going to be, the material was developed without scripture. I've included the scripture. Today is going to be a few scriptures. We're going to have more and more as the weeks go on. But I want us to talk through what anger actually is today. Ephesians 5 verses 25 and 26 says, "In your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you are angry. And do not give the devil a foothold." How can we anger without sinning? He asked for a response. It's what we do with the anger? What does that mean? All right. You've underlined something that a lot of people do. They equate anger with vengeance. Which anger affects vengeance, or anger asks for vengeance, but that's way down the road anger. You see what I'm saying? How can we anger without sinning? How can we have anger without sinning?
Depends on what we're angry about, for one thing.
Depends on what we're angry about. Anybody else? Yes.
Do your very best to table at the time. It seems like it's a hard thing to do, but pray about it.
Pray about it. Well, you know, it is a hard thing to do, especially if you're used to having your anger manifest a certain way. This class is about discipline. That's what this class is about. How do you learn the self-control that God has given to us? And what does that mean and look like? This is a quote from my friend Mike. He says, it's on your sheet, "Of all your human emotions, the way you express your anger is the most critical factor in determining whether you will or will not have a chance for a fulfilling life. That's because anger supplies energy and helps you take action necessary to accomplish your dreams. Anger can also provide motivation to overcome fears that might stop you from taking steps necessary to accomplish your dreams. Anger, like fire, is a form of energy. Ancient man was afraid of fire, not just because of its destructive potential, but because he was ignorant about it. Many people today, because of their ignorance, are afraid of anger." Do you agree with that? You think people are afraid of anger?
In themselves or others.
In themselves or in others, maybe? Yes?
I think more common today is that because of ignorance, in fact, instead of the natural response today is, let's get mad about it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Instead of having a discussion, or instead of looking at the different facts
Yeah.
And shut you out.
Yes. One of the great illustrations of how to handle anger, how not to handle anger, is our social media age. Because our social media age allows us to spew our opinions without having to deal with the consequences. You share what you believe is true and right, and you share it in such a way that it makes other people angry. But you don't have to really deal with that, because you can be anonymous. You see, God wants us to deal with our anger, which is one of the great truths about this. We're not allowed by God to just be. be angry. Anger is something that we must process. And I'm going to show you that all through this whole series. You're going to see that God expects us to not allow anger, really to not allow any emotion to overrun and override us. Let me finish the quote. He says, many people today, because of their ignorance, are afraid of anger. When mankind finally had the courage to learn about fire, fire's energy was harnessed and pursued in positive ways. It's now time for people to learn about anger so anger's energy can be used for good. All right? Let's talk about the signs of anger. It's important to remember that anger is an emotion. Even though we can see signs that tell us when an emotion is present, the emotion cannot be seen. Anger, like all the other human emotions, fear, grief, joy, shame, and so on, is invisible energy. Okay? It's kind of like the wind. Can you see the wind? No. You can't see the wind, but you can see what? You can see the effects of the wind, that's for sure. And so if the wind is blowing, you can look outside and say the wind is blowing, not because you can see the wind, but because you can see the wind's effect. Well, you can't see the energy of fear or grief or anger, but you can see the effect. So how do we know when the invisible emotion of anger is present? How do you know when anger is present? All right, you feel it, don't you?
And we're feeling it as long as you don't show it. I feel it. That's how you be angry and sin not. As long as you feel it inside.
All right.
And all of this.
Rex, I'm not going to totally disagree with you, but I'm going to disagree with you in one way. There's a lot of people who say, well, it's not a sin if you don't express it. You don't agree with that?
I don't agree with that.
Why don't you agree with that?
Because your emotions, your thoughts can be very ungodly, even though you don't do anything about it physically.
Right. Say again?
You carry it.
You carry it, don't you? You carry it around with you. And when you carry it around with you, even if you're not expressing it, even if people can't see it, it doesn't mean it's not affecting you in a negative way, even a sinful way. Yeah.
I believe that a person carries that around with you, a person is supposed to prevent it.
Mm-hmm.
Out.
Yes. Okay.
You have to pray.
I agree. And we're gonna be dealing with prayer a lot in the next few weeks. We are. All right. But that's why these emotions are called feelings. It's because of the way they affect you. How does unexpressed anger affect you?
Makes you bitter.
It makes you bitter, that's one. It can even affect your health, right? Can weigh you down. What do you feel like when you're angry? What do you feel like when you're angry? I know you're saying, well, I feel angry. No. What are some of the ways that you feel when you're angry?
Shaky.
Say again?
You feel
shaky. You feel shaky. I know when it's really big anger, I do too. You feel very shaky. All right, you want to hit something, you know? You want to get it out. It's something that's kind of boiling inside of you, and you want to express it.
Raises your blood pressure.
It can mess with your blood pressure. I know some people who have dealt with anger for so long, and they've had high blood pressure. And I know of at least a couple of people that when they got their anger under control, for some reason their blood pressure went down. They could even get off medication. I don't say that that's going to happen for you if you're in that boat. But it can happen. Because we carry things around inside of us way too much. When another person is experiencing anger, it may or may not show. Have you ever hidden your anger behind a smile? Yes. I'll speak for me.
When I'm angry, I show it. It's like, I might smile, but my face is red and you can
tell. Okay, well, but you try at least.
I used to not have that mind show about my head going to ship it, ship up and out of
it. Well,
his family said he never argued what he did with his brother. And he did that when he married, nothing was ever settled.
Could go anywhere. There's a lot to be said about that, and when we get into to how we start dealing with the anger, we're going to talk about being present to deal with anger. That's a really important step, because there's a lot of people, all right, confession, there's a lot of people that when they used to get angry, they would go hide, because they hate conflict, right? Am I alone in that? Surely you aren't. A lot of men do it, I guarantee it.
That's a man's reaction.
It can be. It can be a man's reaction. And so, hiding is not dealing.
But many times walking away gives you time to deal with it instead of.
Yes. I've got a story. Well, let me just go ahead and tell it. A friend of mine who's been an elder in the church. His wife passed away last year. It's really sad because she's a wonderful woman. But he had twin redheaded girls. They were growing up. And they were like two cats so many times. And I was over at his house one day when these two girls were just screaming at each other. And he looked at the two of them and he said, "You go sit there. You go sit there." And they did. And I just was waiting to see how he was going to react to that. And he walked outside. And he stayed outside for about 5 minutes, and those two girls just sat there. And when he came in, he said, "All right, here's how this is going to be handled." And he handled it, and he did a great, great job. He sent them in their two rooms, and he gave them, like, chores and, you know, told them they weren't going to act that way in his home. And I said, "What did you do when you went outside?" He said, "I had to go outside and pray because I needed to walk away and deal." But he didn't walk away and leave. He didn't go shut himself in a room. I've got one really big story I'll tell about that in a few weeks. So let's keep going with this. All right. Let's talk about the signs of anger. What I want you to do, you've got a sheet in your book called the Signs of Anger Questionnaire. And I want you to take a moment. It says anger is one of the basic human emotions. You can't really see an emotion any more than you can see another person's thoughts. However, even though anger itself is invisible, you may still be able to tell when a person is angry by noticing certain signs. What I want you to do is to check all the signs of anger that you recognize not only in yourself but in others. Okay? And if it's something specifically that you do, I want you to put a check. If it's something you see in others, I want you to put an X. And nobody's going to see this. This is not a test. We're not going to do that. Then down at the bottom, and there's a place for other if you don't see it listed. And then down at the bottom, it says my physical anger signs. And I want you to write yours specifically for you down. And I'm going to give you about 3 minutes to do this, so you're going to have to hurry. It won't take long. We have a few extra books if somebody needs one. There we go.
Let's put an X for others and check.
X for others, check for yourself. And it's not that, you know, you're just basically looking at all the different signs of anger, but I want you to own the ones that belong to you. Okay, continue to work on that while I speak here in just a second. First of all, I want to say thank you for being here today. This is, I think, a much more important class than we think it is, because I've seen God's work interrupted by people who don't know how to deal with anger and frustration, either with brothers and sisters in Christ or with themselves or with their families. I've had to talk with young families who were raising their children whose parenting style was screaming, which, by the way, is not effective. Why is it screaming effective? What?
They tune you out.
They after a while, they get used to it. They tune you out. They also learn at what volume to get you to get what they want done, by the way. Sometimes you can get them so, they'll get you so frustrated that you'll finally give in. Got quiet on that one. Okay. By the way, anger is also something that can be used to manipulate people. And by the way, anger can be used to manipulate you. Because most of us don't like the idea of being angry, so if somebody learns the trick of getting us angry enough that we'll do what they want us to do, it happens. And we'll talk about that also. Let's look at the ABCs. Now, I've given you this list. This list is for you, and I want you to keep this list in mind and in heart. I want you to see the... just kind of look at how you express your anger, and you'll be able to refer to this in the weeks to come. So, Mike in his material puts down the ABCs of anger. And I think he's stretching on the ABCs. You know, you beat up a metaphor. I'm going to do that in the sermon today. Everybody does it that does public work, but it's still a neat, something to remember. Anger, he says, A, is an absolutely normal human condition or emotion. Heard a baby crying because of hunger and the need of a clean diaper? You know, what happens if the baby's cries are ignored? They cry louder, don't they? They get even more wound up. Now, Eva and I made a choice. It was our choice that when our children got to a certain age, and it was a really young age, we were going to train them to sleep through the night. And we would leave them in the room to scream, which a lot of people can't do. But my wife is amazing at that. And there are times whenever we would look at each other and say, maybe we ought to go get her. And we went, no, she's going to be fine. And they would always fall asleep, usually, unless there was something hurting them. And we figured that out really fast, because you learn what the difference in the cries are, right? You actually can tell when they're really hurt and when they're just mad. And our kids learn to sleep through the night pretty young. Now, it doesn't mean that your kids are going to learn like my kids did. But just because people are angry doesn't mean that we respond the same way every time. We'll come back to that. But anger is normal. It might be the most important lesson for us to learn. If you have anger in your life, it's only because we all have anger in our life. Now, where does it go? How big does it get? What do you do with it? That's the important thing. B, anger is a beneficial emotion which provides energy to take action. Agree or disagree with this? While it's true that bad things can happen when someone's angry, that does not make anger bad. How many of you believe that anger is a bad thing? Of course, I did all this before now, so you're afraid to raise your hand. Yes? You think it's a bad thing? Right.
Really bad.
Oh, I agree. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to agree.
Anger out of control is bad. By the way, eating out of control is bad, right? Matter of fact, you can come up with anything good, and if it's out of control, it's sin, right? Because that's all that sin is. Sin is something good ramped out of control. That's what sin is. You can come up with any expression of sin just about, and if it's, you know, we're going to look at Matthew chapter 5 in a couple of weeks. And in Matthew chapter 5, Jesus says, you have heard that it was said, you know, do not commit murder. But what does Jesus say? Scholars, what does Jesus say? That's right. Don't hold a grudge in your heart even, right? And that's because Jesus knew that it wasn't the behavior that was the problem. It was the root of the behavior. You know, do not commit adultery. But I tell you that he who looks at a woman to lust after her has already committed adultery in his heart. Because it's not the act that's as important to deal with as the root of the act. When you deal with the root of the act, then you get to have the act better under control because you understand it better. So anger itself is not a bad thing. I've heard it expressed like this, and Mike's even expressed it like this to me. Anger is the energy that God gives to us that helps us to rise up against injustice. When something is bad going on, we can get angry over that thing. Did God ever get angry?
Yes.
Thank you. By the way, happy birthday.
Oh, thank you.
I'm not going to ask. When did God get angry?
When the Israelites didn't do
their thing. Yeah, when the Israelites didn't do their thing. When in Noah's day, you know, we can come up with any kind of number of times when God got angry. Okay? Did Jesus ever get angry?
Yes.
When did Jesus get angry? In the temple, he was turning things over. Of course, I think we kind of romanticize that. We jump to the conclusion that Jesus is running around swinging this cat of nine tails at people. I think the cat of nine tails was probably more for the cattle than it was for the people. But you know, and we do see him overturning the tables, but we don't see him flying around in a rage. There's a difference between expressing your anger and expressing your anger unhealthily. See, we're supposed to be angry but not sin. So anger itself provides energy to take action. Now that's an important thing for us to remember. Now, see, anger is a very common human emotion. We've already talked about that. And in just a moment, we're going to look at something called an anger thermometer, which is really a cool thing. And I'll share that with you in a minute. Anger is an emotion that can make you dumb. I guess it was the best word he could come up with that started with a D. But I've kidded Mike about this. But anyway, the key point here is it can make you dumb. If a person allows their anger level to get too high, and we're going to talk about anger level toward the end of class, it can impair your ability to think clearly and to make good decisions. Have you ever done something under the influence of intense anger? All right. Without telling us all the details of what you did, how did intense anger affect you? Couldn't think straight. Boy, that's the truth. And you couldn't see straight. Yeah. That's right. Say things that you regret. And you lose focus. What kind of focus? You lose all focus on alternatives. Right? You get focused on something. Some form of action. The way you feel. The way they ought to act. You get really tunneled in that. And you don't really look at all the alternatives. If we're going to be able to control our anger, we have to become calm enough to be able to look at alternatives. It's not that we aren't going to be angry about things. It's that we can't let anger rob us of our sensibility. It becomes a problem for us when our anger takes us too far over the cliff that we can't come back. All right. And finally, E there. Anger energy builds up and eventually it must be expressed. The question becomes, will my expression of anger be healthy or unhealthy? And this is a concept that we're going to talk about a lot over the next several weeks. As you can tell, this is an introductory class. So we're setting the stage for everything we're doing. But if anger is not expressed in a healthy way, it may come out in an unhealthy way. James 1:19 says, "My dear brothers and sisters, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry." Why? Because it can be destructive, right? We're going to look, James also talks about how the tongue can start a fire and the fire can burn out of control. And the tongue can be an expression of uncontrolled anger. And for some reason, there's a lot of people that feel like they should own the right to express their anger as they feel, right? Anger that is expressed in the wrong way, according to God's word, is destructive. And it's not, and it burns up our ability to be sensible, to be practical, right?
Therapeutic value expression, if you keep it bound up.
Yeah.
Then it causes problems.
Unresolved anger in your life can eat you alive. It is like acid. Which is one of the main reasons why I wanted to teach this study, because I really feel like we need to learn how to deal properly with this. It's going to bless us in many different ways. Turn over to your sheet that's the anger thermometer. You'll notice that there are any number of words on the left-hand side that talk about that are anger words. Aggravated, agitated, annoyed, bitter, bothered, bugged, burning, chagrin, cross, disappointed, disgusted, displeased, enraged, exasperated, and etc. What I want you to do, I want you to pick the words or that best describe how you feel when you are at anger level zero, which is peaceful, calm, serene, happy, relaxed, or content. When you are without anger in your life, and some of you may have to remember back a ways, but if you are without anger in your life, circle the one that on that line, which one best fits you. And then when you're at a level 3 of anger, when you're at a level 8 of anger, and when you're all the way angry, pick a word or words from the list on the left, or pick another word that you can put in each of those slots. And please do that quickly. Okay, you please finish this on your own if you didn't get it done, because this is kind of the practical side of what we're going to be dealing with. The purpose of this class today was to talk about anger awareness. That anger is common, that all of us have anger, but that we need to become aware of the anger that's within us and how it processes in our life. The anger thermometer is there to kind of help you to see when I'm at this level of anger, when I'm at a 3 of a 10, my anger is expressed like this. When I'm at a 5 of a 10, my anger is expressed like this, and so on. So I want you to, on the back of that, you'll notice there's a description of what he calls an anger log. Now, this is for those of you that want to dive deep enough to try to talk about what anger does to you. And if you want to take inventory of how you're doing, I want to encourage you to get a little notebook like this. I've got a little red notebook here. It's a little flip notebook. You can get them at Walmart. They're not very much. And this is, and call this your anger log. All right. This is not something you fill out in the moment. This is something you fill out at the end of the day when you reflect. And basically what I want you to do is to consider doing this. I want you to take a moment at the end of your day. I want you to go find a quiet place. I want you to sit down for a minute, write down the date, and then I want you to write down the time that you became angry that day. I want you to reflect and say, I got angry during this time. I got angry at a level 8. It lasted this long, however long, it lasted 5 minutes, it lasted an hour, it's still going on, you know, whatever happened. And then I want you to write down the word that best describes your anger. And you can fill out these 2 or 3 a day or whatever, but basically what you're doing is you're establishing a baseline. How am I expressing my anger? Okay? And it might surprise you if you do this over a period of time, how you're doing. You may think that you're doing things really well and handling things great, but you may fill out this log and go, you know what, I'm angry a lot. I didn't even realize it because this is the way I've always lived my life. I had somebody come up to me and said, I was angry all the time. I said, well, did this help? He said, well, it helped me to see I was mad a lot. I said, well, let's talk about this in the weeks to come. So we need to talk about this in the weeks to come. But get one of these little notebooks. You can, like, put it in your shirt. I mean, just like that. It's pretty easy. Put it in your back pocket. Try this. See what happens. Now, and so basically, it talks about what, you might be surprised that you get angry the same time of day. You might be surprised that you get angry and have to deal with that anger for an hour before it goes away. That might be a habit for you. Or it might be that it affects the way you sleep. Or it might be that your anger goes and then it goes down. You know, you might be explosive in your anger. Or you might carry this low-level anger with you all day long. You might be surprised at how anger is processed in your life, and that's the purpose of this. It's not going to fix it. It's just going to make you aware, okay? Now, the Apostle Paul tells us in Galatians 5, verses 22 and 23, the fruit of the Spirit, this is the Holy Spirit given to us in our life, the fruit of the Spirit is love and joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. You know, what's common about all of those? They're all healthy. That's perfect. That's really good. They're all healthy. Okay? Now, when you get to the works of the flesh, you see they're not. They're not healthy. So what God wants for us, the way God designed us, he wants us to be healthy. He wants us to be healthy spiritually. As a matter of fact, it's one of the gifts that God gives to his people who give their life to him. is he gives his Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit helps us to process and grow into health. So, next week, we're going to talk about what it means to gain control of your anger. And we're going to talk about how that starts. Any comments? Like I said, we're moving quickly through this stuff. But this is really important stuff. I hope you'll come back and continue with me in this study. And if you've got any comments you don't want to make in front of the whole class, please come talk to me. And let's talk about these things. I want to tell you one more thing before we leave. In no way will I, on any level, embarrass any of you on purpose. There have been times when I've said something in class when somebody in the class thought that I was talking about them, when in reality I had no idea what them was going through. Because we're going to be hitting some pretty raw emotions as we go through this study. I promise you, I have no ulterior motives. I'm not trying to fix any one of you. I know that some of you, because I've talked to you, have gone through unspeakable trauma. I know you're dealing with pain in your life and will maybe for the rest of your life. This class will not fix all the pain that there is, but it will help you to process it. And I hope and pray that you'll find it helpful. Thank you, guys. Have a great worship.